The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Taco Bell's getting on that nostalgia bandwagon and bringing five menu items back, one of which is my favorite. So let's talk about it right now. Time for artist hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Mild Sauce.
Big news for our grandparents and our parents. A deal has been reached to cut the prices of Medicare drugs that cost $50 billion annually.
Oh.
Which is going to save, like I said, our parents and grandparents a whole lot of money. I just think about my Nana, who was on a fixed income for her entire lifetime. When she passed, she was getting about $874 a month, and that's what she had to live on. Anything to save a dollar for her mattered. Now, luckily, she was very healthy and she didn't rely a lot on prescription drugs, but I know a lot of parents and grandparents that do pay money for diabetes, you know, heart conditions, whatever the case may be. I mean, so I just want to say thank
goodness. How many people do we know that go to Mexico to go get their prescriptions?
Oh my gosh, and it shouldn't be like that. We live in the wealthiest country on the planet. We should be taking care of our elderly for sure. So this is good news.
That's right.
Food news, DJ Automatic.
Taco Bell's bringing back five menu items from the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and 2000s.
Let's
so they're
go.
Bringing back the tostada, the green burrito, the Mexi Melt, the beef gordita supreme, which I love,
yum,
and the caramel apple empanada.
I don't know about the caramel apple empanada. I'm down for it, but the tostada is my favorite, and you know it because we used to pull up. I always get a tostada with no red sauce.
Hell yeah, I'm with it. Have you guys had their cinnamon balls?
No.
No,
little, they're like little balls of like just like cinnamon, and they have like nice little icing filling in them.
Oh my gosh.
Only balls I prefer to digest.
What happened to the, what were those other ones? The crunchy cinnamon ones that we used to get?
Yeah, the twisties. Those are good.
Whack.
I always thought those
were good. I love them.
These are better than those?
No, I don't know what I want. No crunchy choodle.
So
what's that about, dog?
So Dana would always get them, and I never liked them, but then after a while, you know, I'll just eat them.
You know, yeah.
Well, now I want to try those balls. Okay. National Day, Anthony A.
All right, let's go ahead and start with National Rum Day. Originally invented in 1764.
In Jamaica, right?
No. Well, that's up for debate.
Okay.
Because people are saying Jamaica, some people are saying the British brought it over. I'm not going to get into that. I don't want to
get into British,
the
all the colonizers want to take credit. I don't think so.
And for life's ups and downs, we also have National Roller Coaster Day. And the first roller coaster was invented in 1898.
I don't want to
scare
myself.
I went on
this
roller coaster one time in Alamogordo that these high school kids built. That was the scariest roller coaster I've ever been on.
No, the worst ones are the carnival ones. I mean, when you can put something together in 15 minutes, I ain't getting on it.
Never that at all.
Sorry.
And knock, knock, who's there? It's National Tell a Joke Day, everybody.
Oh, okay,
hey,
okay.
So let's get it going.
Wait, you're the in-house comedian, Anthony. You go first.
My favorite joke I've heard recently comes from the movie Cars, when Mater is going through TSA and he meets the TSA officer, and he's from in Europe. He goes, Flynn. I gotta do a European accent. He goes, Flynn, British intelligence. And then Mater goes, Mater, average intelligence. It's an A1 movie joke right there. Such a good joke. My favorite joke.
DJ Automatic, give me a joke. Come on.
I'm gonna hit you with your mama joke. Your mama's so fat, she has diabetes.
Oh, my gosh.
It's diabetes,
diabetes. Yeah. Okay, your mama.
I'm not good at telling jokes.
Don't believe on it. It was good, dude.
I agree, you're not. You could have done, your mama's hair is so short, she rolls her hair with rice. There's one. Your mama's so stupid, she got hit by a parked car.
Oh, there it is.
That's a good one.
How about your mama's so fat, she's on both sides of the family?
That's a good one.
That was good, Automatic.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
When we do down to the DMs, people always ask, what happened to that couple? Well, this is the time we break it down, right? So Justin hit us up because he's suspicious that his wife, Christina, is using her maiden name to step out on him.
Oh.
And the reason he feels this way is because she's done it before. So take a listen.
I started noticing that she's been online talking to people like all day. I did a search of her maiden name. I think she's registered on some dating site.
Last time you messaged, you said that you haven't said anything to her.
I haven't said anything because I'm worried that, you know, if she's cheating again, she's going to find a way to lie.
So Automatic got her on a phone pretending to be Mike. Is she going to meet up with him?
From there, we can decide if you like what you see.
What do you want to meet? Are you going to be next week? Or maybe
Wait a minute. You're trying to meet with this man? That's enough. Oh, no. Yes, 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 yes. And then things got really intense.
I'm sorry. You're not sorry. You're selfish. I tried to make this work. I put everything in.
Hey, we have everything recorded, Christina. Everything.
Who are you even talking to? You
know, Automatic, hang up on her.
Yeah.
Oh, there she goes. She's gone.
I am so sorry, Justin.
Justin, are you okay, bro? What are you gonna do?
No, man. We got a house. We got two kids.
I mean, I would tell her to start packing her stuff and get out.
But you can't tell you, him that. You can't tell
him
that.
Why would he not do that? It's been 8 years.
Because he's got to make
his
own mind.
And she's doing the same thing.
I get it, but hold on.
Tell her to get her stuff and get out. Don't leave. Because if you leave the house, she can get the house. I'm just telling you.
Look, I'm down automatic for her, for him leaving. I'm not saying that. But you got to wait a second. Hold up. He's got to get his ducks in a row. He's got to get an attorney. And not just that. You can't just walk away in a second. You're married to somebody. And my aunt stayed in the house because she knew that my uncle was doing something bad and she didn't want to lose the house. Your mom left the house and she ended up losing the house.
Yes.
Right? So there's a lot going on here. Luckily, our audience is very intelligent and educated, and we have an attorney who called in with advice for Justin.
Hey guys, good morning. I'm just on my way to a courthouse and I overheard the down in the DM. Wanted to get something straight. I'm an attorney. I do family law. And just because he leaves the house doesn't mean he doesn't get it. You can always flip it. Also, just because you can actually prove adultery, it doesn't mean you're going to get overly sized portion of the assets, but you do get an extra percentage. But yeah, that was pretty messed up.
So I think the moral of the story is you need a good lawyer. That's the moral of the story.
She never left her name, so we don't know what the lawyer her name is.
No, you know, but thank you so much for listening. It is hard when you hear these kind of things, though, because of course you want Justin to just kick her out and do all these things, but that's the mother of his children. Those kids are still in the house. Do you want to traumatize them because you're angry? She's already done that. She's already messing with their lives. Don't be a participant.
Yeah, there's a little bit of gaslighting there. Because
it's true.
It's not. You can't put the traumatization on him, though. He has to make
it. It's not on him.
For his better sake and family to show his kids, you don't put up with that disrespect.
Well, it's all. They love her no matter what, though. The one thing you don't want to do, and I think our attorney and most people will agree with, is involve these children.
No, you don't want to involve the children, but at the same time, you don't want to teach them that this is okay.
They don't know what's happening, though, and he's not going to say, "Mommy's cheating."
Oh, come on,
cheating.
Dana. When you were a kid, you didn't know what your parents were really going through or what your mom was really going through. I always knew when my mom and dad had some stuff going on.
Well, that's because our parents were screwed up and they talked about it in front of us.
Yeah.
You don't think this woman screwed up? Come on. This is the second time she's cheated.
I hope that Christina learns her lesson. I hope Justin finds someone who deserves his love. He sounds like a good husband and a good father. And I hope this attorney calls us back so we can connect him.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Matthew Perry, most famously known for his role as Chandler Bing in Friends, there's an update on his death and also charges filed against a few people around him. So let's discuss first, though, Anthony A., celebrity birthdays.
We have the great Angela Bassett celebrating her birthday, hey. Steve Carell, Madonna, and Young Thug.
Oh. All right, so we're going to start off talking about Matthew Perry. He was known as Chandler Bing in Friends. His assistant and two doctors have been charged for providing the drugs that caused his death. Now, his assistant and one of the physicians copped a plea deal. Other guys been arrested. Remember that Matthew Perry was found unresponsive in a hot tub October 28th of 2023. I'm glad that they're being charged because they aided and abetted
the
death of this man.
I read into this and he had problems with the depression, so he was using ketamine to fight the depression, but he was taking an unreal amount of ketamine.
These doctors don't care, though. They're like, oh, I'm going to make money, get them pharmaceutical kickbacks and whatnot. It's about time that they be held responsible for honestly addicting the entire country.
Yeah, no, I think I'm definitely part of the generation who's had family members impacted by prescription drugs.
And thank you, Anthony.
It's good to see that, you know, some of these people are now being trialed.
Held accountable,
yeah,
right?
Accountable, similar to like regular street dealers are.
Also, the people that made the drugs, right? That's a whole different discussion. For those who say, well, can't you do something? Shouldn't the family step in? No, you can't. As someone who had a couple of people in my immediate family addicted to drugs and alcohol, you cannot commit them. You cannot do anything. And if they are surrounded by people like this, or they had the money and the means to do the drugs, to drink the liquor, to do whatever, they can. There's nothing you can do.
I was going to say, it doesn't even come down to having the money and the means. I lost a friend last year. It's actually his birthday today. And he didn't have anything left, but he still found a way to get the drugs.
He was on the streets, I know. And this is a person, automatic, I remember, who was extremely successful, had his own business. So it's difficult as a person who knows, why are these people on the streets? And why are these people doing this? There is no way for family to come in and force people who are mentally ill or addicted to drugs into rehab, which is what we need When did that stop? In the 80s. You want some details on that? Hit me up and I'll tell you the truth. At Dana Cortez on Instagram. I'm glad Matthew Perry's family is getting the justice and hopefully some closure that they deserve.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
All right, Automatic Anthony, I'll begin my WTF with a story about Leo Gomez Franqueria. He speaks five languages, has a higher IQ than Einstein, and Leo is 7 years old.
What?
Whoa.
How?
His parents say he grew his first tooth at age 6 months, and he was already standing, talking, and putting together small words.
Aww.
6 months Damn. Old.
Shout out to the words thing, but is the growing a tooth at that age, is that a
big, that's a big deal.
That's a big deal. Deal. That doesn't happen until like year and a half, 2 years old.
Because you got the tooth fairy's got to visit way earlier. It's a whole, it's a whole thing here. Okay, so the parents said that they couldn't understand what was going on, so they took him to the doctor. And the doctor said, you have a genius child.
Duh.
Obviously. So they feel like they have five children in one, because little Leo, being as smart as he is, has to be constantly stimulated. He was invited to Mensa. It's the largest and oldest high IQ society in the world, and became the youngest member at age 2.
Whoa. What? Imagine being outsmarted by your 2-year-old kid.
Dude, what? That's a whole different twist on terrible twos, dude.
I know, it really is.
Very manipulative.
It is.
I bet you couldn't tell you what the 50 rattiest cities are, though.
Little Leo probably doesn't know what the 50 rattiest cities are.
Okay,
we don't.
Or can just release the rattiest cities, and here's the top five, okay?
All right.
Oh. Number 5, Phoenix. Number 4, D.C. Number 3, New York. Number 2, L.A. And for the number 1 spot, taking out the pizza rat in New York, is Chicago for the 7th year in a row. And I will say this, I have had a run-in with a Chicago rat, and they are aggressive.
Well, between D.C. with the politicians and the Chicago rats, what's the difference at this point?
Oh, nice. Zing, dude. Well, I know we have a big rat problem, but what do you guys know about statues in America? Did you guys know?
I know a lot of them are getting torn down.
Well, let's check this out. Did you know that America has more statues of mermaids than of congresswomen?
What?
Laughing at that?
I'm not.
Because it doesn't surprise me. And it's very sad.
Data was collected on nearly 50,000 monuments across America, and we found that it's 11 times more likely to see a statue of a mermaid than of a congresswoman.
Why do women constantly get disrespected? We need more women statues, women that are serving in Congress.
They were like, AOC or a mermaid? Go with the mermaid.
The Little Mermaid won.
Tingle.
I got lots of love for Ariel. I do. I really got lots of love for Ariel, but I agree with you. Let's get one for RGB. Let's get a statue for her, something like that.
But she's not in Congress.
Damn it. All right. Maybe I'm part of the problem.
She
I don't
was
even
a Supreme
know.
Court Justice.
Yeah, I'm part of it.
And she's dead now.
All right. Well, I'm not making
even more reason to give her a statue, okay?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.